Well, another weekend here in the Central Valley of California. It must be time for another edition of the Radio Voice from the Evangel Home in Fresno. Welcome to Heartline. Your host every week on Heartline, most every week, is this gentleman right here, Jim Tuck.
Welcome, my listening friend, to this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. And Jerry Brenham is here, and the air conditioner just quit whistling. I didn't realize it was quite that loud till it turned off. At any rate, Jerry, we've got some bittersweet conversation in front of us, and mostly sweet. Introduce our friend, and we'll catch up.
Well, we decided before that we're probably all going to cry on this show, and that's okay, because there are women, Jim, that you and I talk to on this show that after the show don't accomplish much more, or they don't follow through with what they want, or it's such a struggle, and it's been a while since you were able to come to a graduation, so we haven't had those wonderful times. So today we have someone who has completed more than 2 years here, and she is like the absolute poster child for success, for who we want. And I remember when she came, she was so nervous and so struggled so much and had an alcohol problem and could not finish a sentence. And everything she said was, "I'm sorry." And I remember that was one of our first serious conversations, because it was almost to the point where, "Hi, I'm Leah, I'm sorry." And I remember we talked about that. You do not have to apologize for anything. And it just has been such a thrill and a blessing for me to watch her just become stronger and stronger and hold that beautiful head up and to become the kind of person that if we were having an emergency here or a problem with staff or any of the staff was attacked for any reason or we had to leave, we could throw the keys to Leah and say, "Here, be in charge." And she might sputter for a moment, but she would do it. And she would do it with all integrity and all honesty. I am convinced she's the kind of person that we could leave $1,000 bills on the desk and they'd be there when we came back. That's the kind of person she is. And that's the kind of person we've had the joy of working with. And as we record today on a Friday, we're normally here on Tuesday, she and her daughter, Catherine, who's sitting over there being her mom's cheerleader, are leaving today. They're going to an apartment. You know, this is what it's all about. This is like a senior in high school. You want to keep them forever, some of them.
Yeah.
And you can't, because they have to get on with their life, and that's where she is. She has to get on with her life. But part of her life will always be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, new chapters are, the transitions are sometimes difficult, aren't they, Leah?
Yes, they are.
Back us up a couple of years ago. Who was Leah?
Like Jerry said, I didn't know who Leah was. I honestly felt like Leah was just a nobody. I had a really, really bad alcohol problem. I saw no future for myself. I just blamed myself for everything. I don't know who Leah was back then. Leah was completely lost.
You came into the shelter then at first?
Yes, I came into the shelter. I came from a detox unit from CAP. And like Joe Janelle said this afternoon at lunch, she said, "Well, I remember when you came to that front door, and I looked bad. I said, I didn't think I'd make it across the room. I felt so bad, you know. I just felt completely lost."
In fact, if you wanted to find Leah, you had to look in a corner, because it seemed like that's where she was always going, was a corner.
Yeah. So did you then go through Crossroads?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I stayed in Crisis for the 2 months and applied for Crossroads during that time and graduated from Crossroads December of 2008.
So when you got here, were you pretty well convinced, I got to change?
I knew I had to change. You know, my son had said, "You know, Mom, Catherine will always have a physical place. You know, I will provide for Catherine, but she doesn't need me. She needs you." And I remember that stuck in my head when I came here. And just everybody here, I knew my daughter needed me. And I still slip. I still slip and say I'm sorry, but it's not every other word now. But I knew if I didn't do something right then, I wasn't going to do it. I don't think I would have been alive much longer.
I don't think there's any way she could have done it. I didn't think she could do it here. Mm. And I don't mean I didn't think. I mean, Leah, you know what I meant.
I know.
Because
exactly.
She was so jumpy and so beaten down and so unsure of herself. I remember that interview with her when we interviewed in here for Next Door, and she's sitting over there kind of where Catherine is now, and it's like, I didn't think we'd ever get through that interview because it, you know, sometimes we really explore deep territory. But with Leah, she was nothing but deep territory. And wherever you went, it was going to be hard to get out. And it was sort of like if we took the plunge into any area at all, it was like we were going to have to pull her up out of it. So you find yourself interviewing to really plumb the depths of somebody to make sure they're right for here. But realizing that we could just, the woman could have drowned right here. Mm-hmm. She was, and so I think in many ways we took Leah next door knowing it was going to be very hard for her. Mm-hmm. But seeing such sincerity and such love from her for her daughter and her son, it was like all those things were there. And can we just work and give her a chance to keep him there?
Yeah.
Catherine was not with you when you first came, was she?
Not for the first month, okay. No. She was at my son's, and then...
So you've been through the crossroads, I assume, community connection,
yes.
Then, and all of that. So a two-year transition period here at Evangel Home. Has it been a long, slow, steady progress, or was there a day, a turning point, an event, an epiphany where something turned on?
I think it's been steady, I believe. I can't think of one exact moment. You know, I honestly can't think of one moment that...
It has been steady.
Yeah.
You know, when she was in Community Connection and working over here in the crisis home and doing the laundry room and that stuff, that's where I saw the new Leah really taking hold, because you did see the steadiness, you did see the dependability. That couldn't have happened in previous years. She was too sold out to alcohol then. She couldn't have done it. We saw that. We saw Catherine. And Catherine, how old are you?
14.
So she's basically 12 when her mom comes here. That is a killer time for a kid in the best of circumstances. And I applaud you, Catherine, because I think without you, your mom couldn't have done it. I'm going to cry over that one.
Mm-hmm.
But to be here and to be 13, 14, junior high school, that is hard. And she had to be in a spot where it's like, okay, Mom, I've seen this before. I've heard it before. Just waiting for the other shoe to drop. And we're knowing that Catherine's going through that. And just watching Catherine begin to trust her mom a little bit more, a little bit more. I really saw all that come together when Leah was working here.
Well, wow, what a story to tell. And now we've come to the transition point.
Jim, I need to say when she was working here, I don't mean as a staff member, but as Community Connection, that's part of the deal at some point. And she was an intern, so that's how she did the laundry room in here.
Okay. Well, now you have an apartment, you're moving out today, and what's next?
I'm just going to continue to work. I'm looking for more. My oldest daughter is getting married in July. I've been talking. Everybody here knows.
Can you get into the dress?
Yes, barely. Yes, I've been trying not to gain any weight. Catherine says, better not eat that, Mom. but I am, you know, my children couldn't depend on me. I babysit my grandson. I take him places. You know, he was born while I was still in the program. You know, my son got married. My daughter, I am her matron of honor.
Wow.
You know.
What an honor.
They couldn't count on me. I would say something, and...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. They wanted...
You would mean it at the time,
yeah.
But
that's my next... My looking forward to. I feel so safe here that it's hard leaving. It is. I feel... I'm a little scared. I am.
Well, she also has the Evangel Home warranty that if you move out and within 30 days or something, you know it's not going to work where you are for whatever reason you get yourself back here, because we'll keep her apartment that long. And we've made that offer to some of our gals who have done really well, and she's one of them. I also want to say about Leah that maybe a month, 2 months ago, I put on our Facebook page that one of our graduates had had their car stolen from back here, and it was Leah. And then the car was found, and there was no motor damage. There was some cosmetic damage and the window broken and all that. But again, her attitude about that was, you know, I've got the car back. That's okay. I don't need anything else. We don't need help. It'll be okay the way it is. So Leah had a lot of people praying for her, not for her car so much, but just for Leah. As a graduate, it's like, that's really crummy. You get your car stolen, and you even have insurance, and you get your car stolen. But
Go ahead, Leah.
No, I just want to thank everybody here. I can't put into words what I feel for everybody here. The program, I just love everybody. Mm-hmm. And
what's your support system like outside Evangel Home?
I'm going to be going to meetings a lot. and I am still, I'm going to Cornerstone, and I honestly...
Church.
Yes, I honestly enjoy Cornerstone, and Catherine's getting there.
You got your
church.
Your family.
Yes, oh, my family. Yes.
Leah is fortunate because her family is a pretty good family. Mm-hmm. She's not one that's come here to turn her life around and a family that's in the pits.
Yeah.
She's got some good supportive folks there.
Okay, and they're not a temptation den.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, not at all.
Because that's hard.
Yeah,
you know, those hard. That relationship outside of here, back to the old ways, is, you know, that's death.
The way I remember growing up is the way I want to be the grandma and the mom, and I've gotten my life back, I believe, where it was supposed to be, and that's just the way I want to continue.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and you know, you have to respond with gratitude when you realize your eyes are open, where I am, where I was, and these are the people who helped make that happen. So, yeah, good answer.
I know there's no way I can even say it, so I will try again. But
And you won't be asked for payment, maybe to pass it on to somebody else should the opportunity arise.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time. Leah, thank you.
Thank you.
Catherine, nice to meet you. Jerry, thanks for your expertise and introduction and comments and participation. And our listening friends, thank you for your support of what goes on here at Evangel Home, for prayer, for donations, contributions, volunteerism, everything you do. We appreciate you so much. And that wraps up this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Heartline from the Evangel Home in Fresno. That number again for the Evangel Home in the 559 area code, 264-4714. 24/7 online, evangelhome.org. And at this spot on the radio dial every weekend for Heartline, the RV, the radio voice from the Evangel Home in Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.